5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Burt Show.
Tommy says we got a priority call here. Courtney is upset. Courtney is upset because she's been ghosted and can't figure out why.
I was about to be like, God, what do we do? What do we say? What do we do?
I mean, if somebody was calling up right now to complain about something we did on the show, this is a good question. What would it be?
What would they complain about?
About something we did today?
Yeah. The rating listeners and their appearance.
Absolutely.
I can't believe
you guys would say things about other people's appearances, even though we do it all the time.
Well, now they will be complaining about that.
Our voice.
Yeah.
All right, Courtney, you are not complaining about us, but you certainly have a complaint. What's going on?
So I've heard you guys do your second date update before.
Yes.
And you know, why like somebody didn't get a second date. I was seeing this guy, Derek, for like 3 weeks. And so we went on three dates and we were texting every day and he even started calling me babe. Mm-hmm. I thought we were on the same page and then he just vanished, disappeared. So I need a fourth date update.
All right. So for 3 days, you guys are going out. He starts hitting you up with a babe on the third date. Like, hey, babe, will you pass the blank, blank, blank?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a major offense right there.
Yeah. It sounds like Derek puts the D in D bag.
Wow. There's your sound bite for that.
Promo. This sucks. Well, here's what I'll say. I think the third date is a very pivotal date. The first mm-hmm. date and the third date might be the most important dates you go on in your relationship, other than like, you know, spending the rest of your lives together, God willing, if that happened. But the first date, it's like deciding whether or not you even like this person. And then the third date, I feel like kind of establishes whether or not you see a relationship with this person.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I feel like he maybe just kind of was like, okay, we made it to date three. I don't know if I necessarily see this going forward. And I'm just going to be a little wussy. And I'm just going to ghost instead of being honest about my feelings.
But he babed her.
So we actually just had this debate on Love Island where somebody was getting, Amaya Papaya was getting flack for, you know, calling her partner babe and love. And then her now partner, Brian, stepped up and defended her and just said, listen, in our culture, it's very normal to be affectionate with your language and call people babe and love and honey or whatever. So maybe he was just, you know, being... it's just how he grew up, and he normally just calls people that.
That's true. The pet names can be very different for different people. I know people who call everybody babe, everybody love. But the third date, that mm-hmm. to me, if we get to the third date, we cooking. Like, mm-hmm. we really on our way going somewhere with it. So I don't imagine, you would have to do something like egregious for me to just ghost you after a third date.
We hear stories on this show. We've taken calls from people that get ghosted after 6 months now, man.
That's true.
Courtney Bird has said before, though, now he takes a differing stance because he does believe that closure is good. But if this guy has ghosted you, he's already shown you like who he is and what he's about. Why do you feel the need to try to get to reach out to him, to make contact?
Well, the last text I got was saying good night, can't wait to see you again, and that was 2 weeks ago. And so I think you know, getting that text has just kind of made me feel very hopeful about it.
Yeah.
You know, still.
And then he just is gone.
Yeah. And I honestly just want to know why. Like, if I did something weird, I'd rather know than, you know, sit here wondering forever because of that last text he sent, you know, and I don't know. I'm just like, ugh.
Okay. We it's been a while since we've done one of these, but I'm more than eager. The thing is, we're out of time on the show today. So do you want to hold on and in a couple of minutes we can record this and we can call him and see if he will tell you straight up exactly why there's been no fourth date.
I think I need that. Like, I think I need to actually hear him say why, you know?
Now I got to change all the letterhead from second date update to fourth date update and change the banners and everything on the website. But yeah, we can do this for you. Hold on one second. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold and we'll call this guy. What's his name?
Derek.
D-bag Derek.
D-bag Derek.
How could you forget?
Good branding, Abby. All right, we'll call D-back Derek and then we'll play it tomorrow morning, but we'll record it in a couple of seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang with us. It's The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.